It's HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence, host of All Things Considered. One of the things I'm most grateful for about hosting this show over the last decade and a half is the range of musicians and entertainment legends. Like in 2016, when Maui resident and artist manager Shep Gordon joined us in the studio to share stories about many musicians he's worked for, including his main client, Alice Cooper.
In the case of Alice, you have to remember that the focus was irritating parents.
Right.
So stuff like that really worked. The snake wrapped around his genitalia, right. You know, it was great stuff for him.
Cutting off people's heads on stage.
Stage was off. The baby doll chopping him up, most disgusting thing. And also, the shows were basically morality plays. The shows, I had a really interesting, I sort of write the shows with Alice, and but I do the most of the heavy lifting, and he brings them to life. He has a thing that brings them to life. And I never knew why I was writing stuff. I would just smoke a lot of joints and come up with, you know, okay, we'll guillotine him. Okay, we'll, you know, we'll hang him. Okay, we'll. And the shows took this pattern that I wasn't really aware of till I went to Bali one year. And I got taken up to a remote village to see one of their dances. And it was the Alice Cooper show. It blew my mind. It was exactly, when I say exactly, for me as a writer, it was exactly our show. Mm. And what I mean by that was, and then I started to question it, and I realized that this is the theater of every third world country. So if you think of an Alice Cooper show, it's a person in a village who goes insane and starts doing the most despicable things you can do to the people around them, to a society. He chops up baby dolls. He spits on people. He beats up cops. He does the worst despicable things. Then the townspeople come together and kill him for what he's done. In our case, it was the band who would guillotine him, or they'd come out, the police would go. Right. And then he'd die, always dressed in black, and be reborn in white. And that's the theme of every tribal village story.
And you helped him write, you said it, but this is something...
But we didn't realize that we were tapping into this...
Some universal quality.
This universal
like
story, right. Like blew up. We actually, that's what developed the new show, because once that revelation hit us both, we realized what we were doing. And then we were able to sort of change it, because I don't think either of us, we never thought about it as that storyline. Well, what we thought about was a different way to kill him, a different way to, you know, different kinds of bubbles to use when he's reborn.
Right.
But once that light went on, the last show Alice has done, once we hit that, we said, okay, now I get it. So where would Alice go when he died? Where would Alice go in that time period between being died and being reborn and redeemed? So we do the Hollywood Vampires. He goes to the graveyard of Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix.
That's part of that show.
And that's part of the show now.
With Alice Cooper manager and Valley Isle resident Shep Gordon, one of many guests we're grateful for here on HPR and All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence.